This is URN.
So on to the next story tonight, and it's the lecturer strikes happening here on campus from next week. So over to Laura to introduce that story.
So the lecturers have voted to strike next week on Thursday, Friday, and I believe the following Wednesday. And quite interestingly, the University of Nottingham Student Union have planned to hold a referendum to get students' views on this and to determine how the student union responds to the strikes. So I guess, do you think that this is the right move for the SU to make?
I think they ought to ask what the students think, because it does tend to affect us. And I think, you know, I think obviously a lot of students sort of, in some ways, I suppose, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you don't like to think that, you know, I mean, the lecturers are striking about pay and stuff, and, you know, I think people obviously, you know, somewhat, you know, do deserve a pay rise. But I think the issue as well with these, like, sometimes in the student union, like, I think in the past they said that they've supported it. Well, I think the issue is that sometimes I think all students are actually the ones obviously that are missing out, you know, because we've paid our tuition fees, and obviously when we don't get the obviously when the lectures and that get cancelled because of strikes, we're obviously missing out. And, you know, I kind of think that, you know, I just think it's something that student union shouldn't try and claim that all students support it when they don't have any evidence. So I think the idea of holding this referendum is a really good idea. Yeah,
I completely agree. I think it's almost a separate issue as to whether students support it or not. You know, the students' union, it's kind of in the name, it's the same as the UCU, which represents lecturers. You know, they don't ballot us to ask if we'd support their strikes. They just do it because they're representing their members. So, you know, in the same way, the students' union, it makes sense that they would ballot us to represent our, you know, to represent our opinions. So I think it's sort of, it makes a lot more sense, really, for them to ballot us, especially on something that kind of directly affects us in this way. Like, I know they take some stances on things like, you know, the World Cup in Qatar and things like that, but obviously they aren't as directly related to the student experience. So I think it makes a lot of sense that they're coming to us on this.
Yeah, I completely agree with you both. I was just wondering as well what your personal opinion on the strikes is, especially for students who've been here for a few years and been so, like, affected by COVID. Do you support the lecturers in their sort of endeavours to strike?
Well, obviously, I'm second year, so obviously last year there were a few strikes, I think around Christmas time just before, and I think February, March time there were some as well. And I kind of do think when... I think that some of the lecturers that have explained why, you know, they're striking, and they've said there's things like, you know, pay or like equal pay and stuff like that. And I kind of think that the lecturers, I can understand why they feel annoyed, but I think the problem is when they go on strike, I don't actually think the university as an, you know, as an institution are really, like, suffering, like, because the whole point of when people go on strike, like with the rail strikes and that, is so that the company that they're employed from is losing money because they can't sell products or they can't serve customers or whatever. But the problem is the university aren't really losing money when the lecturers go on strike, because we've already paid all our tuition fees. They're under no obligation to refund us for, like, strike. So when, you know, the lecturers go on strike, the university aren't really having any financial kind of, if anything, I suppose they're gaining a little bit because they don't pay the lecturers when they go on strike. At the very most, all it is possibly a little bit of bad PR in the news, but even then it's not like it's ever a major story really when the lecturers go on strike. So I think the problem is when the lecturers go on strike, like I say, the university don't really sort of, they don't lose any money or anything, so there's no reason for them to really stop the strikes. And I think that's why they keep happening and why they've been going on for quite a few years, because there's no real incentive from the university to do anything about it.
I think the unfortunately, I think for lecturers, they don't have a huge amount of options open to them when it comes to collective action. You know, sort of one of the only things they can do is withhold their services and their work. In the summer when they threatened a marking boycott, that did have an effect. I think certainly at Nottingham, the administrators did come to the table when they threatened that, because I think it kind of angered students so much when they thought that maybe they wouldn't get a proper degree or they wouldn't get their exams marked, that I think the university sort of realised that, oh, you know, this is actually going to have a serious impact, like you were mentioning. But to be honest, I don't know what else lecturers can do to make themselves heard other than to keep striking and to keep acting. And I suppose, you know, if you're a student and you support what they're aiming for but you don't want them to strike anymore, one of the best things you can do is try and contact the university, try and make yourself heard, you know, write letters to the vice chancellor, write letters to the university, you know, show your support for the aims of the strike, because we are the customers, if you like, and we are paying the money, and if we can kind of force, quote unquote, like bad PR and maybe, you know, talk about not wanting to actually continue with our degrees or not recommending the university, that would sort of push the staff's aims forward.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think one confusion students might have, certainly it was a confusion I had, is that the strikes appear to be resolved by the end of summer, that the uni came to the table, and now we're hearing that there's yet more strikes and yet more frustration. And I can completely understand why students might be frustrated, especially if, like me, you're in third year and this was supposed to be a normal year and a normal student experience. But I do also completely support the lecturers, and at the end of the day, the quality of education we get is entirely dependent on the lecturers, and if they are burnt out and stressed and not being paid enough, we're not going to get as good a degree as we would if they were enjoying what they were teaching us. So I do, like, completely agree with what Kit is saying. I think students should be encouraged to take action to support the lecturers and try and get this issue resolved so that future students aren't dealing with strikes and so that we get the best possible education from the SU.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think, like I say, you know, that's the sort of thing, I think that's the only way, you know, you can get it, if the university think the students are really angry. I mean, I think with the marking boycott, like Kit said, I think that did make a lot of students, I think it worried a lot of students. I seem to remember there was a bit of talk about, you know, because so long as the marking boycott was in place, I don't think anybody could actually, you know, none of the administration to move people on to the next year could happen, because nobody's work had been marked, there was no way of knowing. Mm-hmm. And I remember, you know, just from talking to people and stuff, that I think it caused quite a bit of, you know, I remember people were waiting ages for the results, it was quite frustrating for a lot of people, so yeah. And I think, like, another point that I kind of don't think so, you mentioned, well, I did, I think I briefly mentioned it when I said about the universities aren't obliged to refund students for loss, for missing strike. I personally think that they should be forced to kind of pay some kind of compensation, because if you say, you know, say you had a flight that was cancelled because of strike action, you'd expect at least some kind of refund, you know. At the end of the day, we're like the customers, so we've not received the product we were promised, so you know, you should be eligible for some refund. And I actually think that would probably lead to more of a resolution, because if the university thought they were losing money, like I said earlier on, they'd be more inclined to resolve the matter. And I think, you know, I'm not saying you wouldn't still get strikes, but I think there wouldn't be this constant thing where it's going on for years on end, because the university, like I say, would have more incentive to get it, resolve the matter.
Yeah, completely agree.
Yeah, I completely agree with you, and although I definitely don't want my final year disrupted, I do think things like the marking boycott might be the most effective and quickest way to get a response. And I do think that what the lecturers are arguing for is, like, things that, you know, they're not asking for the moon, they're asking for equal pay, they're asking for stable working conditions, they're asking for decent pensions, and this should be things that the university can offer them.
I always find it insane that I'm like quote unquote employed when I do work for the uni, like as an ambassador or open days, or like if you work at Mooch or something, you're employed with the same way that you, some of your lecturers are employed, like you're just on uni temps.
I suppose, yeah, you are, yeah.
Which is crazy, you know, because they teach us, and it's a skilled profession, and it's one that they've put a lot of money and time into getting to, and it seems absolutely insane to me that sort of over the summer they don't know whether they're coming back in the autumn. It's not stable.
Yeah, and connected to this, I think a big issue as well is that lecturers don't have the same flexibility with jobs as, say, somebody working in the private industry would have. Because if you live in Nottingham, you have two universities you can work for. Otherwise, you have to uproot your whole life, your whole family, potentially, and move to a different city to have, you know, fair wages and fair access to education. And I think often strikes are the only way to make sure lecturers have a fair, you know, have a fair working life.
Mm.
Yeah, I think I'd agree, you know, yeah. And like I say, I think with these things, like, especially like I say, these like casual contracts that supposedly exist, well, do exist, and, you know, things like equal pay and that, I think they're quite specific to the lecturers. So especially on those issues, they really do need sorting, because, you know, most jobs that are kind of, you know, most sort of, you know, that are, should in theory be quite stable, like a lecturer, you know, you know, you wouldn't expect in a job, say, like, I don't know, a doctor or, you know, something like that, for that job not to be particular, you know, for that job to be on a casual contract. So something like a lecturer where it's very highly qualified, they, you know, they shouldn't be on casual casual contracts. So, you know, I agree. I think, you know, there does need to be some sort of resolution there. So
we're on campus and we're online.
We're online.
University.
Radio.
Nottingham.